Jasmina is asking. Radhe Gurudev.
Right, right.
That one must first understand how much mercy and love Sri Krishna has. This is a quote she is telling from a booklet of Pandit Sri Krishna Das Babaji.
Okay.
One must first understand how much mercy and love Sri Krishna has for all living entities. Then to attain the proper form, Manjari Bhav, one must first realize the truth about Krishna's forms and qualities. Hearing and chanting about Sri Krishna will not be effective without such realization. Could you please explain a little bit more how to understand and realize that? Thank you.
The question is, what is the question?
About Pandit Sri Krishna Das Babaji.
Okay, what's the question?
Could you please explain a little bit more how to understand and realize that the statements of...
Well, the basic question is, if you're chanting Hare Krishna, it's not enough to understand Krishna. Is that what you're saying?
Hearing and chanting about Sri Krishna will not be effective without such realization, means without understanding the mercy and love that Krishna has for all living entities. Before understanding Manjari Bhav, that's what. Before understanding Manjari Bhav, yes. One should meditate on forms and the qualities of Krishna. In that sense, it is written.
I sure don't catch the question exactly. Can you look at it, rephrase it?
Okay. So she said that statement of Pandit Sri Krishna Das Babaji, what it is saying is, before one understands or tries to understand the Manjari Bhav, one should understand the mercy and love that Krishna has for all the living entities. Just chanting and hearing about Krishna without understanding his realization is...
Question is, it's about Manjari Bhav.
Yes, Manjari Bhav and understanding the mercy.
To understand Manjari Bhav, which is a very high level of understanding and philosophy and way of life, one has to understand about the mercy and love of Krishna. So the way to understand about the mercy and love of Krishna is to understand your relation with the Guru. As the mercy and love of Krishna is manifested for you as Guru. Guru is called Kripa Shakti Murti. He's the Murti of Kripa. What Kripa? Love and wisdom, love and compassion. So as one develops understanding of the identity and develops the identity of Guru from philosophy, and by serving Guru one develops a personal loving relationship with Guru, then you'll understand the mercy and love of Krishna is actually the form of Guru. Guru is a form of Krishna's mercy and love. So through the Guru, you'll understand what is Manjari Bhav. And the Guru is a Manjari. So, what is the Manjari made of? Manjari is made of Krishna's love and Radharani's mercy. Kurumai Radharani and Premai Krishna. That makes a Manjari. The Kura Rani and the Prema of Krishna combined to make a Manjari. The body of a Manjari is called Bhavdeya. It's not bones and flesh, it's called Bhavdeya. What Bhav is it? It's Kruna Bhav and Prema Bhav. Kruna Bhav is Radhani Shakti and Prema Bhav is Krishna's Savit Shakti, Vasudeva. So all that Shakti, all that mercy, all that love is in the form of Guru. So to get to understand Krishna's form, His mercy, what is Krishna, you should understand what your Guru is, what your Guru is giving you, what is your relationship with the Guru, what is your service to the Guru. It all manifests from there. The mango fruits come from a mango tree. If you want to get mango fruits, you shake a mango tree, not an apple tree. So you want mercy and love, you have to get it from the guru tree. You go to the guru tree and shake that. Oh, all the fruits will come on your head. when he's sitting under the Guru tree eating the fruits of mercy and love of Guru, the Krishna comes around and says, Hari Bol. You'll hear first, you'll hear a flute. Then you'll run and look. You'll see Krishna for a second, they'll disappear, then you'll smell. It's all Madhuri Kadamani. The experience of Krishna at Prema. Jasmine, Dr. Jasmine. Okay.